from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
On today's show, a radio drama and original music. But first, students at Pittsburgh Schiller have a message of encouragement to young mothers.
My name is Anaya and I'm a 7th grader at Pittsburgh Schiller Steam Academy. Can you imagine spending one day in the body of a 17-year-old mother? It's 6 a.m. on Monday morning and I have to attend school, but my daughter is still sound asleep. Before I leave her school, I have to make sure that her bag is packed with diapers and clean clothes for it to be easier on my mother while she watches her while I attend school. Right after school, I attend work for exactly 4 hours. Flipping burgers and wiping tables is not what I had planned for my life, but in order to provide for my child, I have to do whatever it takes. When I get home from school, I still don't get a break. I have to make sure that she eats and that she is clean and prepared for bed along with finishing my homework. Sometimes at night, I cry myself to sleep because I never would have thought that being a mother would require so much responsibility. When I was growing up, I watched my mom take care of me and my siblings. She made it look so easy. Your children bring out the best in you. For example, without my daughter, I wouldn't be working 2 jobs right now and getting straight A's in school. This is the story of my sister who is a 17-year-old mother. Some thoughts that I have about young single mothers would be that it takes away some of your childhood. Like, for example, like you're a 17-year-old teenager, like you could be like enjoying parties and stuff, but you have to like watch your daughter like you have a child now, and it's a lot of responsibility. And another concern I have with young mothers is that like all you're focused on now is your daughter. They require a lot of attention, but you have to focus on yourself. Like sometimes it could be stressful, and a lot of stress can like mess you up like physically and mentally. So you have to like not only care for your child, but care about yourself too, because without you, your child wouldn't be properly developed without a mom. You're not alone. Like there's a lot of young mothers. Like if you feel like it's just you, you're not by yourself. There's a lot of young mothers. To young mothers, I think it would be best for you to finish school and go to college so your child has a bright future. You're listening to Youth Express. Catch the future.
Now, Ben Foster, a student from Pittsburgh Obama, with an original composition for steel drum band.
I'm not a super experienced composer, but I really enjoy composing, so I definitely modeled a lot of the structure of this piece off of other pieces I've played written for a steel drum ensemble or steel band. La Cabra Corre, it means the goat runs in English, it's Spanish. So this piece I actually wrote in phases. Probably about a year and a half ago, I wrote the main theme and maybe one section of it. And then I sort of forgot about the piece and rediscovered it a year or so later when I was looking through my computer for old pieces I had written. And I thought, hey, this really has potential. And I decided to expand it and probably spent about 20 to 30 hours composing the rest of it, tweaking it, and making further tweaks once I got to hear how it sounded with an actual live steel drum ensemble. It was really gratifying. Like, to get to hear it live is so different than the computer-generated preview on my computer. It rings, and I felt really proud of what I'd accomplished.
¶¶
Last segment, students from Woodland Hills Junior Senior High School share a radio drama.
Woodland Hills Productions presents The Three Musketeers. In Paris, 1625, D'Artagnan finds himself in a jail cell with two unknown strangers.
I like rats. I like rats. I live in this jail and I eat a bunch of rats. Hello, young sir. Would you like some rat?
Dude, you are the most disgusting person I ever seen.
I'll take some rats.
Oh my gosh, this is so gross. How am I gonna get out of here? Where I didn't even do anything, they just prosecuted me for nothing. I plead the fifth. My name is D'Artagnan, I'm innocent. I didn't do anything.
What's the matter with you?
I didn't do anything wrong, man. They just threw me in jail for nothing.
It's alright, we all do something.
Well, that's you. I didn't do anything. I'm just, you know, a young fellow.
A young fellow in jail?
Oh my gosh, we're never gonna get out of here. Oh my gosh.
What's your name, young man?
My name is D'Artagnan. What's yours?
I'm Porthos.
I guess we have to try to escape jail.
No worries. We'll get out of here soon enough. Come sit down right next to me.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about. If you have bombs or something to get us out. Aw, man, what did I do?
Why are you in Paris?
I came to Paris just to be a musketeer, you know, get my sword fighting up and stop evil. But I didn't know this was gonna happen.
Well, you're a luck, kid.
I guess you did have bombs.
It's more than bombs. These are my fellow musketeers.
We came to save you.
Bro, you got weight since the last on you. You got fatter?
Haha, only been in jail for a day. What took y'all so long?
It's not my fault the ladies won't get off me.
Who's this guy?
I'm D'Artagnan. Right, I only been here for like an hour and the things are already weird. And who are you guys?
My name is Athos.
Aramis is the name.
And I'm part of the Musketeers.
I heard of you guys. That's one of the reasons why I came to Paris. Can I be a musketeer, please, please, please?
Sure. Under one condition. You help us get out.
Looks like the guards got to the alarm or something.
Let's get ready to fight.
All for one and one for...
D'Artagnan, come on!
All for one and one for all!
Haha, where'd your head go?
Haha.
I'ma chop off your hand. Huh, I gotta hand it to you.
Hey, you musketeers are getting old. I already got like 10 kills.
Well, 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 if it isn't the Three Musketeers and friend...
The Cardinal? Oh my gosh, I heard so much about you. I always wanted to fight you.
Athos, how's the wife?
You killed my wife. And I'm gonna get revenge. So I'm gonna kill you all.
Get them, guards, get them.
Y'all go jump out the window. I'll stay here and fight the Cardinal for my dead wife.
No, we need you alive. We need you here as our team leader. Remember our motto?
Either we stay here and fight over 100 soldiers together and die, or we just jump out that window and live.
I can't afford damaging my face.
The ladies need it.
The only thing you'll be damaging is your dignity if you don't get out the window.
Let's live to fight another day, my brothers.
I'll have my revenge soon, Cardinal.
Oh!
To be continued.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.